Hello, Dan.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
It's going great, man. This is a new thing. This is a podcast brought to you by Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're just going to shorten it and call it TriCast.
Sounds good.
This is number one.
Title.
Huh?
It's a good working title for now until we like incorporate it or whatever.
I'm Alex. I am your host. This is
Dan Jackson. He's your news editor for Brian Triangle.
He's a co-host, and this is a new thing that we're going to be bringing to all the students, faculty, staff, and alumni of Bryan College in our attempt to better serve them as your student media. But Dan, you're the organized one, so...
That's just because I have three notes on a piece of paper.
Well, I have no notes.
Well, you got notes. You got paper.
And only some pink Post-it notes.
Well, they're good things. Yeah, so... So Google's on campus today and tomorrow, as we publish this, or as we're talking about this.
Yeah, you and I were in Subzone, and I saw some guys walking around.
Yeah,
and I thought, I wonder who those guys are.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely, you know, were kind of out of place on campus. You know, just they're too old to be in college, but and then they're walking around with these smartphones, and you're like. Okay, why?
Who goes there? Yeah. So they're from Google?
You say what?
They're from Google?
Yeah, well, actually, talking to Steve Paulson, the director of IT here on campus, mm-hmm. Google approached the college a couple months ago about mapping the inside of the buildings here on campus, and what they would do is the college sent them the floor plans of the main public areas on campus, and what these guys will do is they will, I don't know if they use GPS, I'm not sure, I'm still researching the tech aspects of it, but they'll walk and align the map, and they'll mark places on the map where things are, such as ATMs, bathrooms, for example, so that people then can come out later, use this indoor mapping and Google, you know, where's the bathroom, and it will give you turn by turn directions to the bathroom or to the admissions office.
That's very exciting.
It is. It's
print off directions.
Yeah. Well, I think what they're doing is they're creating it for an Android, for the Android smartphone users.
What about the iPhone?
I don't know. I'm quite honestly, I'm not sure. I have a dumb phone, so.
Yeah, I do too. I have not moved up into the iPhone world.
Eventually. Apparently, I understand that you can take like a generation or two before and actually get it for much, much less than buying, like, what is it? We're on iPhone 5?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So actually, I've been turned up really loud this whole time in my headset. So I just realized that. So I just turned myself down. So I hope that the first 3.5 minutes.
You know, we can always refilm.
Has not been chock full of feedback. No, I think it's probably okay.
You sure?
I'm just going to roll with it.
Shall we?
If it's
forge ahead.
If it's terrible, I'll just cut it all out.
all my talking.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
We're forging ahead, LaForge.
Hmm. Well, I mean, you and I had an adventure today.
We do.
Yes, sometimes.
Sometimes we have adventures instead of going to class.
Yeah,
we just have adventures.
You wanna tell?
Sometimes we hang out at Bimbo's, just hide away in little pockets,
curl into small fetal positions,
and cry. What adventure are you talking about?
We're talking about the talk about with the man from Bulgaria.
The man from Bulgaria.
Yeah.
He was a super interesting guy.
Kayla Milkoff.
What's his name?
Kayla?
That's right. That's right. Kayla.
Right here.
Kayla Milkoff. Kayla Milkoff. He was a super cool guy and actually was very generous with his time and sat down with us for a long time.
Yeah, what was your impressions of him? Like, what was the big thing you took out of that conversation?
He was very personable. And I found him very likable, very open, very smart. He was obviously a very smart guy. And, you know, he was telling us the history of the Roman and Byzantine empires right there in Bulgaria. And then the, you know, the etymology of the word czar, which actually means Caesar. And that's what the Bulgarians used to use for their chieftains and governors and things.
Yeah.
I think he's a very smart guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Milkoff actually attended our rhetorical thought and theory class.
I just like everyone to know that Dan did not just pull his name out of his head. He actually has the card and he was looking at it. So I sound dumb because I couldn't think of it, but Dan's cheating.
You just want to character assassinate me right now. You know, just
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, basically, Mr. Milkoff...
just move on, then.
attended our rhetorical thought and theory class talking about the media in Bulgaria. As a journalist, I was geeking out, so...
Me too.
Yeah. I think all the film people, all the corporate com people...
Oh, don't finish that, because we don't want to lose viewers immediately.
Okay.
We don't want to turn people off immediately.
So, we could strike that from the record.
We'll just edit that right out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. I do feel like we kind of dominated the question time, though.
Yeah.
But in our defense, no one else really seemed that interested in asking questions.
Well, yeah. So now you want to start a small weekly paper in...
Bulgaria?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Me and you, you know, we'll take Anna Cat with us.
Yeah.
We'll coerce her into going.
We'll call it Triangle.
We'll call it Triangle, yeah. We'll keep the design.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'd be a good time.
Yeah, hand it out for free on the streets. I like this idea.
I do, too.
I think
we could make... lots of not money off of this.
Yeah, I don't know if our girlfriends would like this too much, but, you know.
Well, you know, sometimes you have to sacrifice to serve the greater good of society.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm willing to do.
Yeah,
that's who I am, and that's what I stand for. I'm Alex Green, and I approve this message.
No, but actually, you know, Kalo was very interesting, you know, talking about, it seems like Bulgaria is in that central part of the world where... anytime someone takes over the world, Bulgaria's caught up in it.
Because it happens pretty often.
Yeah, I mean, they were... let's see. I mean, first it was the Macedonians. Then it was...
Romans.
The Romans.
Then the...
you mentioned the Turks.
I'm actually looking at... oh, I got a cough.
Need a little cough box.
I'm sorry. I need a cough box. I'm actually reading his bio on the Brian page. It says that Kalo Milkoff has spent over 12 years building knowledge and implementing business solutions for clients in North America, the Middle East, and Europe. In 2010, 2011, he led the technology operations of the Polaris Project, one of the leading organizations in the global fight against human trafficking in modern-day slavery. He has completed an international management program at the University of Oxford and has graduated with an MBA from Georgetown. He plays chess.
And is an amateur astronomer.
You know, I've been playing chess on my laptop lately. I'll, like at night.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, one game. And I always get mad and quit. I used to be really good at chess when I was a kid.
Yeah.
When I was in sixth grade, I placed ninth overall in a regional chess tournament.
Hey.
But somehow, since then, I've lost my ability for logic.
Isn't that funny? Like, how that happens?
It's strange. It seems like I should have improved.
Yeah.
As the days went on, but instead, I've gone the opposite way.
Yeah. Yeah, but... yeah, it was good. It was good to talk to him. It was a good networking ability, networking opportunity. You know how funny it is, like just networking. What are your experiences with networking?
I'm looking at Twitter right now. That's
totally dodge my subject change. Totally dodge it.
Networking?
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm very good at it.
Yeah.
That's all I know. No. I have a LinkedIn account, though.
You had a what?
I have a LinkedIn account. That has to count for, that counts for something.
Yeah. You want to, like, give the address so people can stalk you?
Oh, I can't sign in. On my laptop, I'm constantly signed in, but I don't know my account info, so I can't sign in.
Yeah.
Because we're on this other computer. Hmm. We are in the Triangle Studio on the third floor of Mercer right now. Speaking of which, this has nothing to do with what I just said, but if you have questions or comments for Triangle or any stories that we do, you can send them to triangle@brian.edu. Letters to the editor, we welcome, and we do publish them.
Yeah, publishing one this week.
Publishing one this week. Booyah.
Yes.
All right, I'm eating up the time. You had some more things written down.
Yeah, we did. Vice presidential elections for SGA.
Do-do-do, that's happening, in fact, tomorrow.
Yes.
Today is, what's today, Tuesday?
Yes.
Today, it's happening tomorrow, yeah. Wednesday, yeah. The 27th? 27th.
Something like that.
Correct?
Yes.
And that is Dave Swela. Mm-hmm. And Allison Baker.
Yeah.
They are running for vice president of student body.
Yeah.
In fact, I am looking at Dave's Facebook page, not his personal Facebook page, the Dave Swela for VP of Bryan College Student Body 13 Facebook page. And I thought, if you would let me, I would just read you some of his stump.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because of all my time here, I think this is really the first time that I've seen a Facebook campaign for SGA office. You know, I think sometimes you'd see posters, but not really Facebook.
I really like the idea of the campaign. Says he welcomes anyone to vote. Also hopes that you may ask him why he's running. He will do a hot swell job. Play off of his name. Let's see. Dave will serve the student body to the best of his ability. I don't see. We looked at his campaign, like his actual platform, didn't we?
I'm not sure. I know he's got a lot of, what is it? He has at least 5 photos or internet memes.
He does. Here's a post from him. There are hundreds of athletes who feel like they have never had a voice in SGA, I will take requests from them and anyone else. Let's see if anything changes next year. He can promise you more than just Chick-fil-A. Now, you've been around longer than I have. What's that mean?
The Chick-fil-A?
The Chick-fil-A things, because I've seen it a couple of times, and I'm not totally sure what that means.
I think that is in reference to his the person he's running against, Allison Baker. Here, try to pull up her platform.
This wasn't planned at all. I didn't already have it pulled up.
Well, you know. There it is.
Oh, let's see. She says, if your shower scald you, if you have no place to park for class because you live in the townhouses, if you hunger for more Chick-fil-A on campus, if you quiver in anticipation of on-campus dance parties, I'd love to represent your thoughts to the administration next year. That's the president and his cabinet, correct?
I believe so.
She says, I've loved working on Senate this past year and want to bring my experience to the VP position. If you think I've done a good job, then please vote for me in the email you'll be sent on Wednesday. If you really think I've done a good job, and she says, share or repost this photo.
Yeah. Let's describe this photo. I don't know. Basically, it's her sitting, giving a speech.
I think she's giving a speech.
Yeah, and, you know, there's writing off to the side, vote Allison Baker for student body vice president, proven Senate experience.
That's proven.
Stop making fun of my accent. Personal integrity, more events with Chick-fil-A.
Then I think out of fairness, we have to describe one of his.
Yes, we do.
Wait.
Because we are fair and balanced.
We are. Oh, please don't throw us in with that lot. This one says, this is a Dave Swela. It says, he can promise you more than just Chick-fil-A. photo of him.
It's a basic headshot.
Basic. It looks like he's at some kind of sporting event. And it says Suela for vice president. I think we've been fair now.
Okay. Fair and balanced.
A chicken in every pot, my friend.
I get it.
So, I don't know where that was going.
Yeah.
Anyway, by the time people listen to this, we will have a new vice president of the student body. How about that?
And that's the way it is.
How impactful is that position, do you know? You've been around.
I haven't been in SGA, but it sounds like it's an exec position. And, you know, being high up, it sounds like
I'm no expert, but...
I don't know.
That sounds like it might be executive.
Yeah.
All right, we need to move on. What's next?
I've got blank pages after this. If you want to do a song and dance, you want to...
That's it? We've run out of info?
Yeah.
We've run out of topics?
Topics.
We're 16 minutes in and we have nothing else to talk about.
Oh, well, we could talk about something.
I mean, can free ball.
Yeah. You ever notice, like, talk radio, you'll just kind of, like, hear the pen tap, you know?
Sorry, I'm scraping paint off the table. Are you going to the Times Free Press?
Oh, yes.
That's going to be fun.
That's going to be this Thursday, right?
Let's go ahead and just do a plug for the journalism option.
Well, I mean...
If you like field trips, and if you like journalism...
Like writing?
Then if you like drafting the first... Wait. If you like writing the first draft of history, journalism is for you. If you enjoy speaking truth to power, journalism is for you.
If you
I'll
like
just record
Facebook
all
posts.
These in the same voice, and then we'll cut them out and put them on commercials. If you're into writing, journalism is for you. You don't seem impressed.
Nope. Your soul's not in it.
My soul.
Wait, you have no soul.
I'm not a ginger. We have a print coming out.
Yes.
In a week.
Yes.
That's very exciting. It's exciting for a couple of reasons, most of which we cannot give.
Well, I mean, I think most people are going to be listening to this after.
It's possible.
So, I'd tell away right now.
There is a huge... No, I'm not going to tell everything. There's a huge surprise in that issue. And for Triangle overall.
Yeah, big changes.
Big changes.
Can we allude to these changes?
Changes! No, not yet.
Okay.
We must keep them secret. Oh, I really don't want to edit any of this out because that took a long time. Because I'll just go ahead and tell everybody. We made a podcast yesterday, but it was so inappropriate at times that I had to cut huge sections of it out because I got us off track talking about the Liberty Bell. And so I actually will probably have to cut this out talking about it being inappropriate. But I spent like 2 hours editing it. Huh. And then I realized that I couldn't use it at all because
really?
It was so cut up.
Wow.
But this one, oh, I swore I wouldn't say again because yesterday I said several times. I had to go back and cut them all out. So anyway, I'm trying not to say it right now. Oh, it's at the back of my throat. Don't stop. Ooh, I almost did it just then. So what's up, man? We are close to spring break. Is that right?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I'm just
like
holding my breath till.
Are you going to banquet?
No.
Why not?
I'm not because.
Sorry, I put you on the spot.
I just never signed up.
You never signed up.
No.
Yesterday you said. You said Philly. You said. Chili Feast Steak. We were talking about Philly cheesesteaks in Philadelphia because
yes.
You went to the Justice Conference,
I
right?
I did.
How was that? Was that cool? Was that fun?
Yeah, it was. Got to talk to, or got to listen to speakers from the whole range of evangelicalism. You had people, you had professors from Covenant talking about their book, When Helping Hurts, very reformed perspective. And then you had
Covenant College.
Yep.
Those.
And then you had people talking, advocating for more gun control, more justice for animals when it comes to food.
Now, you mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah.
And I want to know a little bit more about that.
I didn't attend those sessions. I was just reading.
Oh, that's right. You told me that.
Yeah.
Oh, I just said it. I made a promise. A promise, Mr. Frodo.
A promise. Promise. Not to say
Our spring break begins Friday the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs all the way through. We have a... Our spring break is from the 8th to the 18th. Mm. Well, it ends on the 17th, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It's great.
That's fantastic. And then the junior-senior banquet event thing.
Do you have to pay money for that?
Hmm?
Do you have to pay money for that?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
It's April the 13th. So, I think I'm going to be going to that. I think you should, too.
Hmm. Yeah.
You don't seem like you're on board with that. That's fine.
I'll think about it.
It's, right. It's okay.
Yeah, right now, it's in the middle of the school week.
It's
you
okay,
know?
Bro. It's only Tuesday.
Middle of school week, man.
Well, it's closer to Wednesday.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. There, oh, I'm doing it right now. I just said it again.
I wouldn't worry about saying, you'll get as you get a better broadcaster, you'll drop them out.
Let's see. What's going on? I need to let you out of here in about 10 minutes. try not to say it. Let's see. I have a package, Dan.
You never got it.
I have a package in the mail room, but I got there at 5:10 and they were already closed.
Oh, that's the worst.
That is the worst.
Actually, also, we got the email from graduating seniors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. It's time to order your cap and gowns. Do I have to pay for that?
I heard something. You have to pay a $100 graduation fee. But then height, weight, and major.
I don't have $100, man.
I don't either.
Ooh, commencement speaker ballot. Oh, so it's down to three people.
What? I don't think I got this.
The nominations for your senior commencement speaker have been received and tallied. List alphabetically below are the top three candidates selected by your graduating class. Please select only one. An email to me no later than Friday, March 1. That's this week.
Huh.
Nate Adams, Heather McIntyre, and Andrew Smith. Do a little research real quick. Keep talking about something if you have something to talk about.
No, I think I'll just sit here in awkward silence.
Don't do that. That means I'm going to have to cut it all out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Heather McIntyre.
Do I know her?
Works in the Common Grounds.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
Oh, never mind.
Sorry, I keep yelling.
No, you have to cut that out now.
Yep, I will.
Because
who are the other ones?
Megan McIntyre.
Oh, that's who I was thinking about.
Yeah.
Andrew
Nate Adams,
Smith.
Spoken word poet Andrew on campus.
Smith. He's a calm guy.
Unofficial.
I gotta admit, I'm a little biased toward my fellow. No, that's not him. Andrew Smith, Bryan College. Let's see. I do not know.
Go to photos.
Photos. That's how we spelled it one day on our... Which one's... Is this him?
I think that's him, yeah.
Oh, that's him. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see him around quite a bit.
Commencement speaker, though.
Who will you be voting for? Oh, he likes guns. It's your kind of guy. You like to shoot things. Oh, yeah, I took that photo of him.
Huh. It's an interesting photo.
I took it. Thank you. Huh. That was a super, super cold game. Last year, Kat Rogers, editor of Triangle.
Former editor.
Former editor, yeah. Now, Oh, I just said I need to start putting coins in a jar.
I don't notice them until you point them out.
It was like 70 degrees outside. It was on a Tuesday. And she asked me if I would go to the baseball game on Saturday and take photos. And it was really nice outside. So I was like, yeah, of course I will. Then Saturday came, and when I took those photos, it was actually snowing.
Wow.
It was so cold, man. And I took those photos. Anyway, yeah, I know him.
Fun.
It's always a good time. Wow. I think maybe that's a violation of copyright. You're complete. Oh, not going to read that. Well, Dan, I think maybe we're out of things to talk about.
Yep.
I don't think I should admit that, though, to the good people. I need to let you go so you can go have food.
Yes. You know I want to eat that cafeteria food.
So, basically, for all you good people, audience who
friends,
are listening patiently.
Country. Friends, Romans, countrymen.
Friends, Romans, countrymen. My good fellow night. Americans.
Good night and good luck.
Good night and good luck. We keep a lookout for upcoming podcasts from us and for the print edition, which is coming out March the 7th. It's a week from this coming Friday. Super surprise there for whoever picks that up. I suspect it won't be long until everyone will be talking about it after it's out. Send all of your letters to the editor. We want to hear from you. We want to know your opinion to triangle@brian.edu, and we will publish those. Unless you are, obviously libeling someone.
We'll protect you.
It's slander if you say it. It's libel if you print it.
Yes.
Spider-Man talk.
And
that.
They can sue you.
J. Jonah Jameson. Parker. So, Dan.
So, Alex.
I think that's all there is.
I think so, too.
Wish them good luck and good night.
All right. Good night, people.
Goodbye. I'll put some kind of music. I need to create some kind of jingle. All right, Dan. Thanks, man. Have a good evening. We'll be right back.